Sorry, Robin, you wanted to ask me about what size giant I wanted to be.
Yeah, just
no matter how we try and deflect him away from trivia. No.
The reason I only wanted to know if you had the chance. This is a ridiculous question, I know, and then it's going to deflect somewhere else. But if you had the chance to take three times the size, would you take that opportunity?
Can I come back to being my ordinary size again?
Mark, you're not some horrible thing in this area.
It's not like some fairy tale where I'm stuck being 16 feet tall, is it?
Well, it could be. And one of the ramifications would be, weirdly enough, your brain would get that much bigger. And although you might think that would make you far-seeing, and perhaps would, it would reduce the amount of sleep that you had. There's this weird correlation with the bigger animals sleep less than the smaller animals, I mean, if you're a mammal anyway. So you become like Margaret Thatcher, you know, you would only need 2 hours sleep a night. And you become a megalomaniac.
Whoa.
And you take up politics.
So now I'm a 16-foot-tall Margaret Thatcher.
With a huge brain. Yeah. Three times the volume of any known human.
So I didn't realise that... So do bigger people, do they sleep less then? Is that a proven thing?
One of the really annoying things about this subject is that within the kind of species, the scaling laws don't seem to be very reliable. So, yeah, bigger people, smaller people within the human species don't obey many of these allotropic laws, which is what they're called.
But there's a general scaling law people talk about, which is basically that the larger you are, the longer you live, with appropriate caveats. So could you explain that a little bit? I mean, why do we think that is, that bigger means longer lifespan?
Yeah, so the larger you are, essentially the way the biology has managed to make bigger bodies is making them more efficient. And so because of your metabolic rate is lower than smaller animals, your whole machinery doesn't get worn out quite so quickly. So you find there's this weird thing where, in mammals anyway, all mammals essentially, which have got the same machinery, you know, in terms of heart, lungs, and all these kind of things, they all have the same number of heartbeats in their lifetime. And that's about 1.5 billion. So whether you're a mouse or a bat or a cat or a dog or you or me or an elephant, you've got 1.5 billion heartbeats before basically something gives up mechanically. And if you've got a lower metabolism, that means your heart beats slower. And then that means you use your heartbeats up slower, so you live longer.